And welcome, everybody, to episode 682 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be here shortly, I believe, so he's going to be a little bit late. Eric, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. All right, well, let's just get right into it. Let's get into the news, Eric.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from RPG sites, we've got a 2D dark fantasy action RPG, The Tarnishing of Juxtia, to set to release for Steam this summer. Publisher Mastiff. Well, that's, they haven't done anything in a while. But developer Actual Nerds has announced that 2D action dark fantasy action RPG, Tarnishing of Juxtia, will be launched for PC, Steam specifically, in summer of 2022. And it's a Souls-like, basically.
It looks a lot like Salt and Sanctuary, to make the comparison. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
It's reminding me of The Vigil, and I need to finish that.
Yeah. Looks okay. I mean, it's got 2D... you know, kind of rustic, what would you call this, like 16-bit, like better than 16-bit, like graphics, Eric? It's very stylish. I mean, it looks pretty cool. I mean, it's going to kick your ass. I mean, I know that, so, you know. But, all right, anything else on that?
And it features an energy system which rewards courageous players with a supercharged boost of stamina and mana regeneration after landing consecutive attacks.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool.
The risk is that you get to do a lot of damage, but I'm guessing the upside to that is that you can take more damage as well.
Yeah. Alright, the next one comes to us from RPGsite.net. Permadeath Action RPG Holomento launches for Steam Early Access on April 27th. This one looks really pretty, but there, I mean, automatically that's a turn off. Permadeath sucks.
It's a roguelike, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but it doesn't kind of look like that. I mean, it looks like more of like an action type. Maybe it's an action roguelike. I'm too old for Permadeath. I agree, Slagar. I'm too old for that shit too, man. I mean, it doesn't mean the game might not be fun or
I wonder
whatever.
If you can save scum.
That's an interesting point. I don't know, but I mean, can't you save scum on the PC anyways? Like, no matter what. Like,
no. It apparently depends on the game.
All right. Well, you should be able to. I mean, Permadeath sucks, man. I don't like Permadeath. I think that's, unless it's
like by save scumming in this case, like you can't save scum after you've died, but if you're about to die, you could probably quit the game out.
Yeah, like if you get up to a hard enemy or a boss or something and you're like, oh fuck, and then you go back to your previous save point. I'm sure you could do that. I mean,
you can do that during a fight in Dark Souls, like if you think you're about to die, you don't want to lose your souls or whatever.
Yeah, you just
quit out
off.
And then you'll end up at the fog gate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. That's a good thing. Like, then you kind of
quick. You have to be quick about it, though.
Yeah. I mean, can't you just... Oh, but you can't... Like, in Dark Souls, you can't just hit, like, pause, right? Like, during a boss battle?
There is kind of a way to pause, though, but it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story. Eric.
Next story is... also from RPG site, and Humble Games has got an RPG roadmap. As soon as it finishes loading, thanks a lot. Stray Gods, The Iron Oath, Coral Island, and more revealed as part of the... Stray Gods is a role-playing musical, and you play as a young woman named Grace who gets thrust into a world of gods and monsters after the last muse of Greek mythology dies in her arms. And as the last muse passes, Grace is gifted with the ability to draw others into their musical numbers. Although it looks kind of modern, so it's like a modern take on the Greek mythos. I guess.
I don't know, but I'm mildly interested in this. I hope it they port it over to at least the Switch. I mean, I say the Switch should be able to handle that, but I mean, Switch can't hardly handle any modern gaming. I mean, it's about time for Nintendo to think about a current gen system.
Apparently, BioWare lead writer David Guider is heading up the story for this game.
That's cool.
Former lead writer.
Have there been any rumblings about Nintendo doing any type of?
Well, there was apparently a leak, and it sounds like it's a next generation Switch console because it's going to have new hardware and it's going to have apparently DLSS support and as well as something else. And specs sound like it's going to have hardware comparable to a PS4.
Well, that's
somewhere good. In between a PS4 and a PS4 Pro.
Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, that's an upgrade. I mean, for sure. I mean,
because the Switch was basically just a PS3 portable.
Yeah, pretty much, and it's, you know, but yeah, I'm interested in that because it's time. I mean, the Switch is. I mean, I hate to say it, Eric, but they really are. I mean, it's really showing its age. Like, it's not able to handle, you know, any type of frame pacing with any. I mean, everybody's tried. I mean, I know there have been plenty.
Unless you're Nintendo and you design your games in such a way that the art direction can allow for it, but
yeah, I know, man. But what I'm saying is, like,
or you have the money to just make it better.
They need.
Most people don't have the money.
Right. They need. They need better hardware for shit to work right. You know, and they desperately within a year or two need to come up with like either a PS. A Switch Plus or just an all new better, you know, current gen system. I mean, what that would look like is like you said, PS4 or PS4 Pro type machine, you know, that can handle high def and better frame rates and a bunch of stuff. So it's an undertaking, but it needs to be done. Just like this next door.
There's some other games on this list.
Okay, go ahead.
The Iron Oath is a tactical or turn-based tactical RPG. And it looks like it's using Pixel's artwork. And, there's not really much to it other than that. And then there's Coral Island, which is a farm sim, like Harvest Moon, I guess. And then there's, Infinite Guitars, which is a rhythm game RPG hybrid. And they don't mention any dates, but they're just saying these are games that we're going to release at, like, probably within months of each other.
Yeah. Alright, anything else, Eric?
Yeah.
Alright, coming to us live from RPGSite.net, Knights of the Nightmare remastered to release for the Switch in Japan on April 7th. And it's going to cost 2860 yen, which I believe is what, 30 bucks?
Like, there close about? To 30 bucks. Yeah, yeah,
close to 30 bucks. Remaster was originally announced in 2021, but they just now announced it's going to be.
And the PSP versions of the game have been delisted.
They have been delisted. But.
So the PSP store closed, and the PSP games are gone from most of the Vita store. It's like only a handful are still around.
Yeah, yeah. It's there's a lot that's been, you know, you're not able to get.
But like apparently it was delisted long before Sony's PSP closure because Atlus apparently didn't renew the license.
No, why would they? They didn't sell very well. I mean, it was
the end of the console's lifespan, though.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But
although this game originally did get it released on the DS.
Yeah, yeah, originally was DS, and it was super hard. I used to have this game, and I tried it several times.
I really like Access games to localize all the Department of Heaven games that have been re-released on the Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
That haven't been localized yet.
Slagar says, oh, geez, I probably
I'm
have...
I'm thinking the reason why Idrin Union, Gloria Union, and this game... and any other game that Sting decides to remaster haven't been released yet. It's because maybe some publishers waiting the opportunity to make it a collection or something.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Because if they sold this by itself, it'd have to sell for 30, and maybe some people would grab it for that price. But I think they want like some kind of collection or something.
If they did like all three of those games, I might revisit them. Like if they sold them all together for like 30, 40 bucks.
Well, there's supposed to be four games a part of the Tomorrow Heaven series, which would include Riviera. So
yeah, Riviera. I used to have that game too, Riviera, and Igdra Union. Igdra Union was another fucking hard game.
We didn't get Gloria Union. It didn't get released in the West.
No. Igdra Union did though, and that one, I think that was a advanced
strategy
game.
RPG.
Yeah, but wasn't it an advanced game? Like way back in the day?
I think sure. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was an advanced game. Slagar says, oh geez, I probably have a ton of PSP games. Yeah, the PSP was a good system, man. I liked it. I didn't like the little disc, but, you know, whatever. I mean, it was fine. I enjoyed that system. All right. Let's see. Who did that story? I did that story. So next story, Eric.
Next story is Lost Eidolons, and it's a turn-based tactical RPG set to release in quarter 3, 2022 for the Xbox Series XS and the Xbox One and PC. Actually, it just says Series X and S, which means it may not play on the Xbox One, and they're going to apparently work on it so that it can.
Did you?
I guess the game's too beefy or something.
Do you have a Series X, Eric? Did you? Yeah, I thought you did. Yeah. Do you like that system?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need to get one, man. I think that's my next purchase. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? And before you ask, Breakman will be joining us very shortly. I think he said he's going to be a little late today.
But so. Apparently, they need people to test the game, so there's going to be a closed beta and a. Or second closed beta, because they already had the first one.
I mean, it doesn't look like a strategy game to me. It looks like an action RPG more than anything. I don't know where they get the strategy part from it, just based on their little bit of...
I don't know. I mean, the sequences look like Fire Emblem-ish.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I could see that. But, I mean... Oh, I see. Okay, so like once you make your move, then it zooms in type of deal. I see it. Okay. Yeah, there we go. I just had to see a little more gameplay, but it looks cool. It needs some polishing for sure, but it looks all right. So there you go. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to have you in there. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Arceus? Or is it Arceus?
Arceus.
Arceus and Darkrai coming to Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. So there you go. It's a couple of... these have been in other games, haven't they? Arceus and...
Arceus was originally attainable in Platinum. But,
yeah, that's what I thought.
But Darkrai was an event Pokemon for both the original... Diamond and Pearl games.
Yeah, Slagar, it does look a little Fire Emblem-ish. I didn't get a chance to see the full trailer until just now, but I finally saw the actual gameplay, but it does...
Fire Emblem looked like a modern RPG.
Yeah. I mean, it does need some graphics polish, but, you know, it looks okay, so... Yeah, so there you go. I mean... Arceus and Darkrai coming to...
The only problem with the distribution of getting Arceus is that you need Pokemon Legends Arceus save files present before you can get it. It's kind of dumb, because you're screwing over people who don't have it yet.
Ooh, yeah.
It's in a method of strong-arming them into buying the game.
Well, of course. I mean, the name of the game is sales, right? So if you want this...
Yeah, I mean, after all, they're trying to rip people off by selling two different versions of the same game.
Right.
Which you know, both versions are on the single cartridge, but they put it on a lockout so that you can't access the other half.
That sucks so bad, man. But they know what they're doing, man. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't get...
I'm sure that wasn't the case originally because they only had so much room on a cartridge, but yeah. Now they don't have an excuse.
Yeah, just money grabbing. That's the excuse.
But at least Dark Ride doesn't involve any of that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story, Eric.
You just have to fill a set of conditions, like entering the Hall of Fame, which means beating game, and then obtaining the National Pokedex, which means filling out your Pokedex, which isn't that hard. And then completed the in-game event for Cresselia.
Yeah.
But, so you have to update your game to in order to get this content. But, other than that, that's it.
All right, what next story, Eric?
D&D Gold Box comes Steam. Who was really asking for this?
I don't think
if you went back and played any of the Gold Box games, they haven't aged poorly.
Yeah, they're not great.
They didn't even look that great when they were new.
Well, like I said, they weren't even super fun to play. Now the stories themselves are really fun. I mean, like, if you actually play...
they should might as well have made novelizations of the game's story.
Yeah, just read the novelization. There's some... Like, there's Istrad, which is a great D&D novel. You know, all kinds of... I mean, you just play the game, like... Or just watch, like, an old walkthrough of the modules, like, on
But YouTube in case anybody was interested in actually picking this up, this includes following Forgotten Realms, the Archives Collection 1, which includes the three Eye of the Beholder games. Forgotten Realms, the Archives of Collection 2 features Curse of the Azure Bonds, Gateway of the to the Savage Frontier, Hills Fire, Pools of Darkness, Pool of Radiance, Secret of the Silver Blades, Treasures of the Savage Frontier, Unlimited Adventures, Forgotten Realms, the Archives of Collection 3, which features Dungeon Hack and Menzo Baranzan. Kryn series includes the Champions of Kryn, the Death Knights of Kryn, and the Dark Knight of Kryn. The Dark Sun series includes Shattered Lands and Wake of the Ravager. Ravenloft series includes Strahd's Possession and Stone Prophet, and the D&D Stronghold, Kingdom Simulator, and Al-Kadim, the Genie's Curse.
Yeah, these are better. None of these games were great. Slagar says...
I remember Shattered Lands had a port for the Genesis, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it's not very good. Anyone thinking of Steambox? I think Eric is gonna grab that, aren't you? Grabbing that Steam Deck, Steambox thing? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's a viable option for someone like me. I'm thinking about getting. How much does it cost, Eric?
I'm mainly getting it so I can get some emulators on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to play some games that my current PC can't play.
Does it?
I don't want to invest in a new PC right now because I'm not playing the latest and the greatest anyways. I just want to be able to play what I have already.
Yeah.
Portably, especially.
Freak5 says, I played so many of these. Dungeon says, they're old, but they were bleeding edge back in the day. They set the benchmark for D&D CRPGs and the EQB series helped set up Westwood Studios. That's true. I remember not liking them all that much, Dungeon, but I was a big D&D, like actual, like, play D&D guy, so, like, none of them held, you know, like...
I'm not saying the Steam Deck is an expensive slayer. It's just compared to, like, a PC that would be able to play most games today,
yeah.
It would cost a lot more. So I'm not really interested in playing newer games on a PC.
So what you're saying, it's just going to be a bridge for you to...
To play emulators.
Yeah, yeah.
That I can't play currently, because apparently it does the Switch really well, and you can play PSP games.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing it can't really do really well, because there's no real emulators for Linux developed for it natively, is the Wii U. Yeah. But, like, I guess I could just install the Wii U's Windows emulator after putting Windows on it.
Yeah.
But it won't be as effective as playing it natively in Linux.
Yeah, yeah. Dungeon is like the biggest ninja on RP Grinders, man. He just sneaks in and boom, he's there. I love it, Dungeon. Plus,
but another reason I'd like to get it is so I could play visual novels portably Dungeon, without having to, you know, get a Switch. And then that also gives me the ability to play Arrowgate on the go if I wanted.
Dungeon gets plus five stealth today. Plus five stealth, Dungeon. That really sneakily good of you. And then, you know, he always comes in at appropriate time. Slagar says, but as mostly PC player now, I have a decent library for the Steam box if you get one. I mean, there's stuff to that too, Slagar.
Yeah, I
mean,
I've got like, I don't know, let me see my Steam list. I'm looking up in the, when you're talking about something else and break shoes up, but I'll show you just how many games I have.
Yeah, I mean, probably a bunch, man. I mean, shit. I mean, on that Steam Deck, can you play a lot of that Arrowgate stuff that you...
Yeah, like I said, like, most games are Windows-based, so I have to put Windows on to play those, but the ones that are featured on Steam, I wouldn't have a problem with.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, cool. Dungeon Buster the Ninja Cat, for sure. Okay, last story of the day comes to us from RPGsite.net. And Outward Definitive Edition launches for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC in May. Prime Matter and Nine Dot Studios have announced just what I told you. This re-release for the open-world survival RPG includes both the Three Brothers and the Soroborians DLC. It sold 1 million copies, so obviously a lot of people liked it. I never played Outward. I did see that
game. I have 766 games on here.
Yeah. 666 games? That's badass, Eric.
You can 766.
Oh, damn it. Get rid of 100 games. That way you only have 666. Freak says, LOL, and I have never had the desire to go back and play those old D&D games again. Yeah, if you're going to play those games, just...
This is like 20 years worth of content on here.
I know. Just play D&D, man. I mean, those old modules are fun, man. Like, if you get sucked into Ravenloft or, you know, play a lot of the Forgotten Realms shit, man. Forgotten Realms is where it's at, man. That, to me, it was way better than anything else.
Some of those aren't games, though. Like, I think I get any game the movie on here, though, so...
Yeah. I'm looking at this Outward. I never played Outward. Did you get a chance to play Outward?
No. I don't have a PC, remember. I don't have one that's worth playing a game like that on.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, it looks like something I would might enjoy playing. Like, less hard than Dark Souls, but a lot of kind of...
It kind of looks like a Souls game.
It does look like a Souls game, but it doesn't look quite as hard. A little more colorful. You know, I think it looks kind of cool, but I never did play it, but... Yeah, so there we go. There's the news wrapped up in a tiny little bowl for you. So, all right. Do we have any homie discounts? Did you see anything super special on PlayStation or Xbox, Eric, that we should talk about? I didn't see anything too much, so, you know.
I haven't seen anything. I mean, I haven't bothered looking at my Xbox sales since the last couple sales ended.
I mean, they recycle the same games over and over, man. I mean, it's not hard to figure out what's... I mean, how many times can you buy
Skyrim? Yeah, it's almost like seasonal that you have to wait for a certain game to go on sale now.
Yeah. Slager says, I get enough of a fix of old D&D on the phone games. Yeah, I know. I just like playing actual D&D, but I haven't had a chance to play actual D&D in years.
Wait, mobile games have D&D games you can play on them?
He said mobile, like on phone games. I don't know which ones you're talking about, Slagar. We'll wait for Breakman to see if there's anything in Dear Breakman this week, but let's go on over to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Eric. Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing.
I've been playing, did we skip one article? Flintlock?
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe we did. I'll read that.
I'll read it real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Open world action RPG Flintlock Siege of Dawn. This game is basically the developers of Ashen. It's basically a follow-up to that. Open world action RPG. And hopefully it'll be better than Ashen. I bought Ashen on the Switch and it's not bad, but like you can definitely tell that they are like cutting their teeth on the entire genre because like the characters don't even have faces.
Yeah.
So hopefully they have the resources now to make a game worth playing this time.
I'm looking at the trailer. Yeah.
Definitely looks like it's more graphically built.
Yeah, I remember Ashen not being super great, but this one...
It's not bad, but like... playing it on the consoles is kind of not worth it because it can only... It's currently capped to 30, no matter what you play it on.
Yeah.
So, like, until there's, like, a PS5 and Xbox Series upgrade for it that lets you play at 60, I kind of don't want to play it again.
I just want to see if they're
going to... Because it was just too slow for me.
I just want to see if they're going to play... They're going to do any gameplay in this trailer. Because this... so far, it's just in-game engine, I believe, stuff. But no actual gameplay. Like, that... I mean, now they're not even doing the CG thing with trailers. They're just doing in-game engine. But they still don't show you any real gameplay, which, you know, what's the point of that? Like, I don't...
Since it's called Flintlock, I'm sure there's going to be lots of gunplay in the game. So it's it looks like it's a more fantasy take on what Remnants from the Ashes was doing.
Yeah. I mean, it looks okay. I mean, I just... Give me some gameplay, a little bit of gameplay, just a little bit, you know, maybe 10, 15 seconds, give me a good feel for what the game is. I mean, this is just, I mean, they're pulling a Square Enix, you know, where they just do the real
flashy. Yeah, not that, this is more on the publishing end, it's like, their marketing team's just...
I know, it's like...
Gaming industry hasn't learned a goddamn thing. It's just,
no, they haven't.
So CG and get people hyped, because people are dumb enough to get hyped about CG.
Right.
So they continue to do it. And they'll continue to do it until we start yelling at them about it.
Yeah, well, we're yelling here at RP Grinders. Enough of that shit. You know, I mean, it just... There's nothing you can gain from that trailer. Like, literally.
But, like, the possibility of them actually caring, though, is almost nil, though. Because, like, we don't have E3 anymore to have audiences just be silent and not go crazy.
I know. That's one thing that I did like
about E3. Like, if everybody, like, joined in solidarity, like, if you show us a CG trailer, we're just going to crickets you.
Right. And that would be a good way of saying, you know, great. Slagar says Flintlock and gunplay are kind of opposite ends, but yeah, I think it. I mean, it didn't look like there was a lot of gunplay, but there was a flintlock in there. I mean, if it's like, you know, like I always wish that there was kind of an action game like that where you had to kind of load your musket type thing. Yeah, exactly. Bang! Load. Bang! Yeah, exactly.
It's a different kind of gunplay.
Yeah, it's just a little different.
Mechanism.
If they could do that right, where like your flintlock was super powerful, but it took a long time to reload, so it was like one of these things that could kind of like tip the battle that you're in. Like, you know, at a certain point, like you're battling with the sword or something, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you pull out this flintlock and then you shoot it, and it, like, you know, obviously drains a lot of health of your enemy. That would be one thing. You
imagine,
know,
that'd be kind of cool. Flintlock shooting grenades or something.
Yeah, exactly, or something weird like
or that. Or like magic bullets that act like grenades.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing just more Elden Ring.
Yeah.
I played the Stranger of Paradise demo, which lets you play the first three missions and a few side missions.
Huh. And, okay. How's that?
It's a fun game, but like, I read that it's going to be like a 20 to 22 or 25 hour game, depending on how quickly you can get through it.
Yeah.
So it's not a very long game.
What kind of game is it, though?
If you play Neo, it's like a very stripped down version of Neo.
Okay. I'm wondering,
I mean, if they stripped it down considerably, but they also added their like own little twist to it to make it more Final Fantasy. Because like You don't gain levels, you gain job levels, just like Final Fantasy, whatever. Yeah. So, like, those are what you're leveling up, and you can just swap them whenever you want at a save point. That's and cool. You can hold up to two jobs that you can switch between at any given point. Or you can set up different presets to let you swap those.
That's interesting. That's cool.
So you don't have to fiddle with everything every time you want to switch something. You can just set up a couple different ones. But I think you can only swap those at save points as well. But it's something to consider.
Freak says, video games. He's currently more into action RPGs, and I'm currently playing in three different tabletop campaigns. Let me guess. D&D, Werewolf, and what else? Cyberpunk. Freak 5. yeah, okay, sounds good. Elden Ring still as good as ever, Eric? Or Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, man. I think I'm just going to bite the bullet and buy it.
I think the latest patch fixed a couple things, but, like, strangely for me, I think I read this today, but, like, one of the quest lines for this character NPC was broken, but they fixed it, but I couldn't get it to advance. But then I think I remember reading something that says I have to beat the third lord in the main story to actually progress that plot line.
Huh.
Okay. But nowhere else is mentioning that. So I don't know why they're not doing that.
Alright.
Because if you go too far in the main game, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But you apparently have to go far enough so that you can actually complete it.
Dungeon says he's been watching streams of Stranger in Paradise. First impressions is that the story is whacked, but the gameplay is pretty good. But Jack, I have something personal to you. I don't care. I need to kill Chaos. Hopefully with the Sinatra music dungeon.
It is actually in the game. They only play it for a bit, but I'm guessing they play the full song for
how
credits.
How funny. Freak 5 says, I'm hoping that before I die, video games will allow you to be as creative as I am with my tabletop characters. Probably not. Dungeon. Or, Freak. Slater says, I'll never know because whatever the creation screen shows up first, I take it. Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, I traumatized a coworker by telling him about one of my ideas and then saying, imagine if it could happen in VR. He said he would just quit playing the game right then. Exactly, man. Exactly. Okay. As for what I've been playing, I mean, I didn't play anything, but I did try to start Shibuya Scramble. Eric, I have to ask you, what kind of game is Shibuya Scramble?
It's a visual novel.
Okay. So I should be able to get through it.
It's completely represented by live action screen captures.
Okay, good. So I should be able to get through that game in no time, right?
There's no voice acting at all.
No voice acting at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
It is a sound novel.
Okay. I'm going to try it. I'm gonna give it a go. How long do you think
it is?
But
it is absolutely bonkers. You need to play it. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to start this week. Do you think I'll be able to play it like in a couple of sittings, Eric? Or is it one of these things that's going to take a bit?
Well, there are multiple different endings, and you have to pretty much view them all to the true ending. And it has a flow chart, which isn't as developed as 999, because Ubuchi was responsible for the script, I think, for that game. But you could see where the prototype structure for the flow chart in that game came from.
All right. Well, I'm going to... I'm going to try to make my way through that game at least once for you guys next week and give you my impressions. I can't remember what you gave it, Eric, but I'm gonna get through it.
I technically still have to write the review for it, but I feel bad that I haven't got around to it. But that's when I like started falling into depression. I just lost motivation to like write anything anymore.
Yeah.
Especially because the site I was writing for mainly was it. The owner quit, basically. So the site doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, that sucks, man. But I mean, you still got Grinders, and you still got Boston Bastard Brigade. Man, maybe you can do you know, some older reviews for both of us. That'd be fine by me. I don't mind. All right, let's move on to if it'll work.
Yeah. RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, I didn't see anything for you.
Well, yeah, Slayer, there's like multiple endings, but these endings are usually bad endings. So it's got like two real actual endings. There's the normal ending and there's the true ending.
Yeah, the last game you actually finished was Red Dead. You finished Red Dead? Well, that's cool, Slagar.
No, and like it's easy to go back because you could just go back to the last jump point before you made a decision. And that's cool. Most of the gameplay, like, how to advance the story is, like, you keep playing until you hit a wall, and then you play as another character, and then you hit a keyword at some point, and then you can do something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give it a go.
That's how you progress with the story. Because, like, apparently there's, like, this shared memory between characters that, like, I don't think there's an in-game explanation for it, but it's like a game mechanic for you to like, oh, you know, this person did this thing, so they should be able to do this other thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it a go this week. I'll give you guys at least my initial impressions at the outgoing part there.
It's kind of like a what if scenario, but like, what if the characters knew how to do certain things because of the things that you as a player know?
I thought that was funny, and I'm trying to find a way to do that on my note. Wait, I got to go back a little bit here. The idea, someone on Facebook told a story about Alexa mishearing Ailstorm as Anal Storm, and someone asked if his D&D character was going to cast Anal Storm. I thought that was funny, and I'm trying to find a way to do that on my gnome, and I found a way. Phantasmal Force can make one person think they see something that can damage them, so I just need to figure out how to describe an anal stork, storm, anal storm. Wow, that's something else. Freak 5, only you would think of anal storms in regards to D&D spells, but you know, good luck with that.
I'm surprised Freak hasn't taught enough with what he's been eating yet. Probably because Break's not here.
Well, luckily I ate already, so whew, I'm gonna avoid that. Dungeon says, that reminded me of when I was playing Baldur's Gate. I used a cast stinking cloud into an area that I knew enemies might be in to suffocate them before attacking. Yeah, of course. I mean, shit. I remember stinking cloud dungeon. That I mean, you had to roll what was it? A constitution check to otherwise start barfing. Yes, anal stork. Slagar, I think that should be a spell. Anal stork. Bunch of storks come out of your ass. That'd be really good. All right, Eric, no reviews this week?
Nope.
Okay, I actually have a couple. I think I should do the worst one first. I saw the worst movie on Shudder of any movie I've seen on Shudder. And that's saying a lot because... actually, that is saying a lot because... Shudder usually curates fairly well, and they don't have a lot of junk. They cut a lot of the fat off, but this movie is a Shudder exclusive, and I have no idea why they bothered even bothering with this movie. It's called The Bunker. I'm going to say... avoid seeing this movie at all cost. It is one of the worst horror movies I think I've ever seen. I have no idea what the director... I mean, the director actually is really good. The cinematographer, anyways, is really good. Some really good shots in there. But basically, it's about a live-action role-playing group that is LARPing some type of Nazi, you know, camp out in a bunker. And eventually the lights go out and they have to like end their LARPing, but the group that is in charge of it, it has to stay back and kind of clean up, and they have to look for the actual director of the whole LARPing session, cause they can't find him. And it's just, it's a tediously boring wait for something to happen and nothing ever really happens type movie. And it is awful. It is bad, bad, bad. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10 just because some of the cinematography in it is really well done. But I mean, I can't tell you how I wished I had my time back on that movie. So when has LARPing ever been good? Slagar says, LARPing is good when you have hot chicks that LARP with you, Slagar. And I have never LARPed, but I've seen LARPing sessions with some really, really good looking women. And good looking men, for that matter, if you're into that. But yeah. Wow, speaking of bad movies, Dungeon says, I saw Moonfall. I heard that was a steaming pile of junk too, Dungeon. Freak 5 says, I've gone a little different now. I'm thinking of Anal Swarm. Imagine something like this. Can I show this? Let me see if I can show this first. Let me lower the sound here. Commercial 3, 2, 1. Come on. And let's see. What am I looking at here? It's a minute clip, Freak 5. This better be worth my time. Let's
dismiss.
Doom Patrol. The butts are loose scene. Let me see what's going on. Oh, I think I can show this. Why not? Wow. This is interesting. There's an ass. And there's a bunch of asses. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to get striked for that, so I'll just... wow, Doom Patrol, man. Can't wait. Can't join until the news is done. The news is done, Breakman. You son of a bitch. Get in here. We're looking at asses on screen now. Let's see. Let's see if we can get Breakman on in here. Are you even here? Let's see if we can get Breakman in. The news is done, you son of a bitch. I knew he was avoiding the news. I just knew it. Watch here. Let's add Breakman.
Right, it's not like we have any Altair games to talk about or Japanese.
I know. We didn't even have any Japanese names for him to butcher this week. Oh, knock it off, Freak 5. Used to play in a vampire LARP as a follower of Set. Multiple times I destroyed the Camarilla's Elysium. Well, that's cool. Sort of, I guess. Vampire was a cool game, a cool tabletop game, Freak 5. I used to like playing Vampire and Werewolf and all those games. I'm calling Break. Break, pick up the phone. I don't know what it is, but like he has to reload Skype reinstall Skype like every time. He's probably having Skype problems. I'm calling you, Break. I'm calling you. Can you hear me, Break? I'm calling you, Break. Oh man, pick up, pick up, pick up. Oh, he's unavailable. That's great. Let's try it one more time. Let's try adding Break to the call. Jeebony. Breakman. Only Breakman could cause us this much trauma. We're trying. I'm trying, Breakman. I'm trying. Let's see if I could send him a message even. Jeez. I'm calling you, Break.
You are? What are you calling me?
I am. I'm calling you a son. Oh, there you are. What's up, Breakman? How you doing, buddy? Hey. So, Breakman, you're here. Are you okay? Everything, you know? Oh, man. Hey, how do you feel about the Browns getting Deshaun Watson, man? I mean, that's got to suck.
I do not understand.
I don't either, man. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, but yeah, I don't get it either, man.
Shit, I heard that. Like, what? Like, isn't that dude going to go to prison for life at this point or something? Like,
no,
they give him a record contract deal. Like, what's
the
going
the
on?
Charges have been dropped, so there's not going to be any jail time.
How did they drop the charges? That guy's got like more accusers than Bill Cosby.
It went to nine. It went to what do they call it? Grand jury. And all nine counts, the grand jury unanimously said, there's nothing here. So, if a grand jury does that, nothing happened, man. I mean, he might have had sex with a bunch of chicks, but nothing inappropriate, you know. So, at least criminally. So, yeah, man, he's clear. He's good to go. He's, you know, I mean, he's going to settle with all 22 women. I mean, he's gonna give them something. I'm guessing like 200.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, okay.
I mean,
I just when there are so many women making that accusations,
I know,
the
I
same
agree.
Accusations, like I have to say, like there's something there.
Got to be a little bit fire where that smoke was. I agree, Brake. But hey, the grand jury didn't see it that way. So, yeah. Brake man, do you have anything in Dear Brake man?
The grand jury didn't see a rich man is guilty of a crime.
I know. It's really, really tough, man. Okay. You probably took Kevin Bacon's name in vain. Freak Five says for
no.
It's
good. There was some personal stuff I was taking care of, and since that's all good, that means Kevin Bacon's not mad at me today.
Hey, is there anything for Dear Brake Man today? Can do you
know? Not that I saw, but I haven't actually checked. I can.
Okay.
I'll look through it here quick. We're
okay. So while you're doing that, explain to everybody what you've been playing, Brake Man.
Again, I've been so busy, I haven't played much of anything. The same stuff as always. Zelda. I'm still walking around trying to find that last freaking memory because I'm too stubborn to cheat. It's going to end up like a month from now. I'm like, I fucking quit. I'm cheating. But,
I'm the same way, man. Bernie gets mad at me. Like when I'm playing games and I can't figure out something, she's like, why don't you just look it up on YouTube? I'm like, no, that's not the point. I got to figure this shit out myself. You know, it's like, did Redbox quit renting games? As far as I know, yes, Freak Five. They have quit.
It's been like renting that for like several years.
Yeah. Nope, they have lesbian leprechauns.
In fact, a lot of red boxes that used to be around are gone now.
Lesbian leprechauns? For St. Patty's Day?
Wait, what are we talking about in chat now?
I don't know, but I want to know about more about lesbian leprechauns. That's what I'm talking about. But anyways...
I know what I'm checking on. Lesbian
leprechauns, sweet. What was I saying? Okay, nothing in Dear Brake Man. We got what you've been playing.
I've been playing. Also, I've been playing Halo as usual, and I hit 100, but I didn't get the achievement for it, so I don't understand why I didn't get that achievement. I know they apparently there were problems with the achievements not unlocking at a certain point, but they said their last the patch that they just released a couple weeks or last week actually. Was supposed to fix that.
You have to redo it. You have to start over, and then it'll recognize
it. Gosh darn it! The heck.
Isn't that the worst? Like, I'm not
a
big.
They should, you know, just program it like the way that Team Ninja did for Neo, where it just all your most of your previous achievements popped, and you only had to re-earn a couple of other ones that were pretty easy to do.
Yeah, I see. Like for me, like it's a big thing to get an achievement or a trophy or something, because I don't trophy hunt or do any of that. So when I get something like that's like really hard to do, like a super rare or rare, I'm like, God damn, that's cool. I'm glad I got that fucking achievement. It was hard enough, you know. But then I get really mad when I do things that I think could get achievements, like you know, like combo 50 times or something like that, and nothing happens. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You guys should have put this in as an achievement, you know, type of thing. But I'm not an achievement whore at all. I don't like that shit. I really don't. I think it's a dumb a dumb thing to hunt for achievements, unless you're like, you know, playing a game like Breath of the Wild or Elden Ring, where there's like tons of shit to do. You know, like I don't know.
A lot of the Elden Ring's achievements are easy, and they're not like Dark Souls 3 where you have to get like 30 or whatever item to advance your covenant to get certain skills that you need. Instead, you just need to find legendary things, which is just usually involves fighting a boss or collecting a pickup.
Freak, you know what? I'm not even going to give you an exile because that was pretty fucking funny. He says, it is a big deal for Frank to get past the first Goomba in Super Mario Brothers. How dare you, man? How dare you? How dare you, Breakman? How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You fucker. He doesn't even know what World 1-2 looks like. How dare you? I'll have you know that I got to World 1-2 after a week of practicing World 1-1, sir. So thank you for bringing up my gaming inadequacies. No, I actually beat Mario fairly quickly. The only trouble I had was the eighth level, which yeah, most everybody
eight.
Did.
I never really I never read Super Mario Brothers. I just didn't get around to it, though. I haven't tried.
You're not
missing anything.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal, yeah.
I mean now I could run through that game.
Like, I did it, and it's like, well, I know, but like thousands and millions of other people have
here's
done
some too. Stupid text, the game's over, replay the next
look
site.
This is what's wrong with gaming today. Freak5 says, I want to play Elden Ring but don't want to pay for it. Maybe I should watch YouTube videos of people playing around my son, so maybe he will spend his allowance on it. How dare you, Freak5? You're exactly what's wrong with video gaming. You get an exile for that, making your son pay for your
copy of Elden
Ring. I don't
pay for video games anymore either. I like the Game Pass.
Look, I'm the same way, but Elden Ring, I'm thinking of buying because it looks so fucking badass, and it's worth paying my money so that way they keep making games like that.
I'll buy it for the Xbox. I'll do it a second time.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy that game. I think I'm gonna. That's,
maybe later though.
Look, I don't buy games at full. I don't buy games at full price very often, but I'm literally thinking of buying Elden Ring because I want more games like that. Like it looks spectacular. It looks really really good, and I definitely want to support that game, but apparently it's already sold 12 million copies, so, I mean, it's just like, you know, he just bought a new car. That is true, man. I mean, but give yourself an allowance.
Well, you should have got a Tesla so you could play it in your car. Jesus.
No, you should not have
a Tesla. A Tesla so you could play it in your car. Yeah, exactly. That's good thinking.
Teslas will probably break down on you within a year.
Yeah, maybe. Buy a
built so like shit and they're expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any reviews, Breakman?
No. Like I said, I've been busy this week.
All right. My review of the Batman. I agree with everything that Eric said. Although I will say, the performances were spectacular. But my criticism of Robert Pattinson is intact. I didn't think he added anything. I didn't think he did anything spectacular.
He's Batman. He's boring by nature though.
Yeah, I know, but like, I mean, I will say he was better than obviously in his Twilight days, and he has gotten progressively better as an actor since the Twilight debacles. But I'm not a big fan of him in the role. Let's just put it that way. That being said, it's a great movie. It's actually...
I just think Frank doesn't know how to let go. That's what I think.
No. I just said, Eric, he's gotten better since Twilight. I literally just said it.
For instance, like Leonardo DiCaprio, like he was the worst piece of shit when he first started.
Yeah, he was not very good. Now. He's good now. That's right. And he deserved an Oscar for The Revenant. And he actually deserved for an Oscar for Shutter Island and some other ones, man. I agree.
What was that one with Wahlberg in it? And,
The Departed. He deserved
Departed,
it for
that.
That
was a good movie.
That's a great movie.
That's actually an adaptation of another movie called...
The Irishman?
Called what? What were you saying?
The Irishman?
Yeah. No, it was a adaptation of a Korean movie called... Or no, Chinese Chinese or Korean movie, I can't remember which.
Yeah.
Internal Affairs.
Yep. You're right, Eric.
Which I haven't seen, which I should, because I heard it's really good, too.
Yeah, but the Departed is really good, man. It was really good. DiCaprio was
great. Did you watch The Departed anywhere?
I'm not sure about that. Maybe on Netflix. DiCaprio
was on Netflix, but I don't know if it's still there.
DiCaprio was great in The Aviator as Howard Hughes. Yeah, he was good in that, for sure. Split the cost. He's making a business deal with his son. Freak 5, buy the fucking game, dude. Come on, quit being a cheapo. Hey, do something for yourself. Buy the game.
If you have the money to give money to your son, you probably have the money to buy a game.
I know.
You know what? Freak 5 Chaos is... I'm the only one here registered to give advice and stuff like that. I gotta say, sir, I'm proud of you.
This is
good thinking. I mean, yeah, you have good raised thinking. The damn kid since he was born. Like, you've had to spend so much money on him. He can buy games now.
He has to buy you games when he's out of the house. That's when it counts, right? I mean, otherwise you're just buying...
He's not allowed to stop buying games. He's got to keep buying you games, like, every week for the rest of your life now.
Oh, God.
That's his rent, buying his games. Paying
games. Oh, that's funny, man. Okay, let me do this. So I did the review. I'm going to give The Batman a 9 out of 10. It is a great movie. It borders on horror. It really does. And even Bernie was like... This Batman movie kind of scared her, got under her skin a little bit. So it was very.
The guy that played the Riddler,
Paul Dano,
he's apparently in lots of like creepy roles.
He is really, really good in this movie. He was the highlight by far in this movie. And Colin Farrell is in the movie as Penguin, and I had no idea it was Colin Farrell. They did such a great job with makeup as the Penguin.
He's getting a television spinoff.
Yeah, and that's really good, and he deserves it. He was good in it, too, but Paul Dano's definitely the highlight of this movie. And
kind of makes me mad that that the Snyderverse happened, because this should be a DCU Batman.
Oh, this should be the DCU Batman. I agree. I just think Pattinson is not the right guy, but... I mean, roll with it. Let's see him develop into the role and get better as it goes along. Like you said, Breakman, DiCaprio wasn't great at first, but he turned into a pretty spectacular actor, and I think the same for Pattinson. I tweeted out a long time ago that was a shit move, but it turns out that it was okay. You know, he's not great, but he's okay, and he has room to grow in the role, and he's been better, a lot better in his later movies since Twilight. So, Old Man Freak just has trouble paying $60 for a video game when I have a bunch of games I still need to beat. I feel the same way, Freak 5, and mostly I'm a cheapo. Like, I'll wait till things go on sale, but Elden Ring is one that I think that I need to support. Like, it's just something within me that tells me, that's urging me to buy that game, and I think I'm gonna do that, because I like to support games that deserve to be supported, you know, and that's a game that I think should have as much sales as possible.
Freak 5 says apparently, according to this guy at work, if you're not really sick unless you shit your pants.
That's pretty sick.
That is sick, man. That's a good indicator right there. But all right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Break, what you got for us this week?
I've got a couple.
You always have a couple.
I know. Well, I'm keeping it limited this time. Obviously, there's the war going on. We've talked about that and some of the other ones. But I'm just going to keep it small this time with two of them. Texas has proved us all right with their act of voter suppression this past week, where they threw out like 26,000 votes or something like that.
Wow.
Mail-in votes. Yeah. So they have stuck to their guns on this voter suppression. They say they're trying to protect our elections, but obviously it's...
Protect it from who?
Well, they're trying to protect it from minorities, yeah. and the libs, and who else do they hate?
I wonder how well that's going in Austin, Texas, which is super progressive. I'd like to know. I'd like to know how it affects Austin, Texas, because Austin's the only place in all of Texas that's worth even looking at anything voting wise. So
I saw that there are a lot of protests going on and stuff like that, but we know how like they are in Texas. Like, they don't care about the protesters. Like, just it's all about God down there and the Constitution as it is written. So Second Amendment, even though it doesn't say guns, you know, bear arms, that's guns to us, but whatever.
Yes. Yeah. You know, well, I mean, Texas. You know, like I said, I'm an ardent supporter we're of the Constitution, but I know. But I know what you're saying as well. It's like loose cannon type stuff down in Texas. That's what we're really talking about. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So anyway, so voter suppression is it's working as they predicted it would. Awesome for them. And my second one goes to this one was really sad and shocking this week. Scott Hall died.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was going to put
what
that down.
What the fuck? And
it was weird, Brake, because he had a hip replacement, right?
I know.
And then he had a blood clot, and they thought they got rid of that. And then he had three successive heart attacks, and then they had to put him on life support. And he put up a good fight, man. He lasted at least 4 hours after they took him off of life support, but sadly he did. Pass away. So
it's one of those tragic things that happened during surgery. That blood clot developed, you know.
Yeah,
like he wasn't going there. Like it definitely wasn't supposed to be like a risky type surgery.
You know what's funny.
Sometimes shit happens.
You know what's funny, Brake, man? Like when I went, I've only had one surgery in my life. It was on my elbow, and at that time it was like a low moment in my life. I didn't have my kids, didn't have, you know, obviously didn't have. You know, I was my ex for a reason. I mean, the only thing I had was my parents, you know, and before I went in to surgery, I told them both, I said, I just want to let you guys know that I love you and blah, 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 because I had nobody else to say it to, you know, and it was like, you never, ever fucking know, you know, you never know, if you go into a surgery, you're going to have some weird blood clot and this surgery, I had like a minor surgery on my elbow, even though they had to like, you know, cut me from like the middle of my forearm down to like, you know, past my elbow, like, you know, to split it open to redo a nerve in there, you know, like release the pressure on the nerve. Yeah, it was, I mean, it sounds like bad, but I mean, apparently it was like a real...
It's routine.
Routine surgery, like you would get if you were a football player and they scoped out your knee or something, you know, but...
Yeah.
But you
and this was supposed to be routine too, but then, like I said, sometimes like shit happens, accidents happen, like Bill Pullman, right? He's still alive.
Yeah, and Bill Pullman's still alive. I was going to say.
Bill Pullman's like, who am I thinking of? Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, like it was a routine surgery, I thought, and something went wrong.
Yeah.
Just, you know. It's tragic and it sucks. And Scott Hall is one of my favorite wrestlers, so
Sad. Freak 5 says, damn, Frank, jerking off so much you needed surgery on your elbow? Well, dude, I mean. I am in the Hall of Fame of jerking off, so, I mean, yeah, sure, why not? I blame it, even though it was my left arm and not my right arm, but, you know, yeah.
Well, you're only there because you've been doing it longer than anybody else. I mean, it's not fair. You have, like, a huge head start.
Yeah, how dare you, Brake, man. I knew there was some kind of old joke in there somewhere, man. All right, what else you got, Brake, man? Any other stinkos? Or...
No, I've had, like you said, I usually have a billion, so today I've just kept it limited.
Eric, any stinkos this week?
No.
All right, just like Brake, man, I have a couple of stinkos, all right? My first one is stupid holidays. And to me, it's the third, what is it, the third Thursday of March,
I thought you were saying daylight savings time and stuff.
No, like, that's
basically a stupid holiday.
That's a stupid thing too, but it's not really a holiday. It's just a dumb, although I did see that Congress passed a resolution like ending it, which hopefully that it ends and we don't have to do it every fucking year.
I'll get to that in Sweetos.
Okay. Stupid holidays. I think St. Patrick's Day is one of the stupidest holidays, but for one thing, green beer. If it wasn't for green beer, I think that St. Patrick's Day would literally be the dumbest holiday of the year. I hate the tradition. I'm not saying anything against Irish people, because obviously I love everybody. But I hate the fact that if you don't wear green, somebody's going to pinch you. I hate that it's like, it's not even a pride thing. It's not even like an Irish pride. If you talk to Irish people, they're like, St. Patrick's Day? Really? Of all the saints you could have thought of? I mean, and besides the lesbian leprechauns that Freak Five brings up, I mean, that's obvious. I mean, that's, other than those two things, I think St. Patrick's Day is stupid, just like I think Valentine's Day is stupid. I mean, there's other holidays that I think are just dumb. Labor Day doesn't mean anything anymore. I think Labor Day is stupid. It's lost all meaning. I mean, Labor Day would be an actual holiday if everybody was off that day, but it continues to be this tried and true tradition of, let's see. I mean, it's kind of like a laugh at everybody day, Labor Day is, anymore. Memorial Day is important, and I do appreciate Memorial Day, but an Independence Day is obviously a decent holiday, but, you know, filled with dumb traditions like fireworks. And I know you love fireworks, Breakman, but I think they're dangerous, and I really wish that tradition would go away. I think the Super Bowl should be a national holiday, because a lot of people call in that day, and it's a day, like the next day, like a Monday. I think that's a day that everybody can just have a day off and chill. St. Patrick's Day just needs to go by the wayside. I think it's a stupid holiday. Thoughts, guys? Am I wrong?
Am I right? Don't a lot of people just use an excuse to get drunk anyway, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need an excuse to get drunk.
Nobody really needs an excuse to get drunk.
Yeah, I mean, ask Breakman.
Personally, I think we need more holidays, so I'm not going to complain about it.
I would like meaningful.
I think we need more real holidays. Yes. Where we actually get off work.
Yes, actual.
That's my problem with holidays like yes. this, is we don't get off work.
Well, you don't.
Not a real holiday.
Do you even get Labor Day off of work, Breakman? Labor Day. Do you even get like a Monday?
I would say opposite happens. Like, instead of all the government shutting down on those holidays, we all get a day off. They have
to and then work. Government still has to work. That would be great. Then we could get a lot of stuff done, like IRS stuff, and
right, like they you know. Get anything done.
I know, that's right. I mean, throw your fucking applications in the trash and whatever else. You have a new Rolex, Freak Five, but you can't afford $60 for fucking Elden Ring?
Hold on, a new car and a new Rolex? What is going on
Know! What the fuck, man? He can't afford Elden Ring, but he's got a fucking Rolex. A new Rolex at that.
Has somebody joined the mafia?
What's going on here, man? Did you win the fucking lottery?
Did you win the lottery? Did your wife start writing erotic fantasy novels?
He said he works at a pharmacy.
My lesbian neighbor got it for me. Wait a minute. Back up here. I said, thanks. My lesbian neighbor got it for me. When they asked what I wanted for my birthday, I think they misunderstood when I said, I want to watch. Oh, it was a joke. You son of a bitch, Freak Five. You son of a bitch. He did it to us again, Breakman. He did it to us again. All right. So stupid holidays is my first. The next one, this is one that boils my blood. Police in action, all right? I know somebody here in Denver, a fellow YouTuber. His name is Denver Metro Audits, right? He did a video where he was cop watching, and there's a lot of people that do that. I'm included. I do some cop watching, although I do mine a little different. But these cops stood there. Denver Police Department stood there as another guy threatened to rape. Basically, he didn't use the word rape, but he said, fuck you up the ass, which I would interpret as being raped, right? Right in front of the cop, and it is a crime to threaten to rape somebody, and also harass somebody and a bunch of other things, the Denver police stood by and did nothing. They didn't cite this guy. They didn't put him in handcuffs. They didn't detain him. They didn't tell him to, you know, not push or you know, get in this guy's face. None of that. They let everything go. And for that, the Denver Police Department gets an all-time Stinko of the Week. So good job, Denver Police Department. You're in my Stinko of the Week collection, which there have been plenty of times that you guys have been there, but none other have been as egregious as this. And I was talking to somebody about it, and they said, well, if it would have been a woman, then that guy would have been arrested. And why should it be any different? A guy gets threatened with rape as it does with a woman. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. So for that, there you go, Denver PD. You get Stinko of the Week. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts. Hopefully not of raping anything or anyone.
Dude, what does my
friend
say?
Sweet! Sweet of the Week!
All right, Sweeto of the Week. Breakman, what you got for us?
I've got two, and as you mentioned earlier, they did vote in the Senate to actually keep daylight savings time as the standard. It still has to go to the House to get approval and then go to Biden's desk for him to sign.
So it was, wait a minute. It went through the Senate first and not the House?
Yes.
So Republicans voted for it?
Yes.
Holy fucking hell. It's going to happen. I know the House is going to be okay with it. And if Joe Biden doesn't fucking sign it, you know what kind of piece of shit president he is, which he is. But anyways, go ahead.
This has got very wide bipartisan support, which is completely unusual, especially in this day and age. And bipartisan support for something that the country actually wants, too. Like, it's just shocking. I can't believe our government is doing something that the people have been begging for them to do for years. You know, obviously it isn't going to cost them any money because they won't do that, but you know, whatever.
I'm sure they had to run it through their donors first. Hey, if we do this, you're okay with it, right? I'm sure of it, Breakman, but yes.
I know, but the donors weren't going to lose any money is what I'm saying.
Right.
The donors,
right.
We're not going to lose anything. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. They gave them the go ahead for sure.
Whereas if they said, well, minimum wage, whoa!
Oh, we have to pay people a living wage? Woo! Let's not do that, you know?
Right. We don't talk about that M word around.
Yeah, here, let's not talk about people's right to live. Like, let's come on.
No, I mean, next you'll be asking for lunch breaks.
Oh, gosh, man! I mean, half an hour? Are you serious?
I don't even can't they, half an hour.
Can't they choke down their meal in like 10 minutes? I mean, come on. What is this fucking some progressive land here? Come on. All right, go ahead, Breakman. Sorry.
Damn socialist countries.
I know. Next thing you know, we're gonna our shelves are gonna be barren.
Yeah, but we'll all be waiting in line for bread.
Exactly. That's what they think socialism is, man. It's so weird, man. It's so dumb. But whatever.
Anyway, my second Sweeto goes to it's March Madness. My favorite weekend of sports. I think
You know,
I haven't got to watch only a few games. I've still been.
There has been, but it's simultaneously the greatest week in sports and the worst week in sports, and I'll tell you why, Breakman. Mm. When I do my bracket, I'm done by like midday, first day. Always. It never right. fucking fails. I can never pick anything right, man. Or at least like the majority of my, like fucking Kentucky, dude.
Yeah.
Really? Kentucky couldn't beat fucking, what was it, Oral Roberts or some fucking team that was like, you know, like, I've never even heard of. I'm like, the mighty Kentucky, a number two goddamn seed, loses to the 15 seed? Fuck! At the same time, Kentucky lost to the 15 seed. Holy fuck, right? So you know anything can happen in that tournament. I don't know.
One of the only teams I really can't stand is Kentucky. I really hate Kentucky, and I hate voting for them in my brackets. But it's like, oh, they're good, so I'm gonna have to vote for them. And it's like, did they do this? And I'm like, you fuckers! Like, you fuck me no matter what. Kentucky, goddamn you.
Well, you know what you do is like starting next year, you first round, just vote against them and see what happens. And then like 20 years later, when you're finally right again, you know, you can say, yeah, you know, fuck you, Kentucky. screwing me all those years. I hate it.
That'll actually be sort of like what I did was I rooted for you, or well, not rooted for, but like I picked UNC for like 5 years straight.
Yeah.
And then I stopped and then they won. I'm like, motherfucker.
It always happens that way, man. I mean, I've been fairly lucky. Like I went to Vegas and on a whim, I bought a couple of tickets for the Broncos to win the Super Bowl during Super Bowl 50 year. And of course they won. And I was like $1,000 richer. I'm like, fuck yeah. Nobody thought the Broncos were going to win that year. Right. Just like nobody thinks they're going to win this year. So I might place a bet on the Broncos this year.
There have been a lot of interesting moves in this offseason.
I know. It's been fucking crazy. That's another sweeto of mine is the fucking free agency's been fucking wacky, man. Like, I mean, I've loved it because, like, we traded for Russell Wilson and then we got Randy Gregory and then all hell broke loose and the Raiders signed Devontae Adams and fucking Chargers signed Khalil Mack and they still have Joey Bosa and they signed that cornerback. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And then the just now the Chiefs signed Juju Smith-Schuster to bolster their passing game. And I'm like, holy fuck. And I'm like, now I'm thinking, god damn, man. The AFC West is fucking loaded, man. They're just loaded. They're just fucking loaded.
I'm happy to hear Juju's going away from the Steelers, though. I like that.
I am not, man, because he's in my division now. I am. God damn it, man. Even the worst team, the Raiders, are getting better. You know, it's like, golly, man. Yeah, and then, them getting Devontae out. Now I'm like having like fucking, you know, like seizures trying to think of all the problems the Broncos are going to have. You know, it's like, oof. All right. Let me read chat here. My sweeto, this will be a long one. Of course it is, Freak Vibe. Lazy coworker just doesn't do things she doesn't like to do. At a recent meeting, we were told that when we put empty totes on a pallet and it gets full, we're supposed to wrap it right then. This coworker never wraps them. Monday, I took my empty totes to the pallet and there were two full pallets there, so multiple people just ignored wrapping them. I wrapped those two and then wrapped the pallet on Tuesday and Wednesday. It really isn't that big of a deal. I'm sure there's a sweeto coming in there somewhere.
I was gonna say not getting the rest of it yet. We're gonna have to wait, audience. Yeah,
we're gonna have to wait a second here. But I'm sure this is gonna be a doozy. Like he gets like a $100 bonus or something that you know his boss saw him do it or whatever. But
I thought he was gonna say that, and then later that day I wrapped up my coworker in
that. That would have been a sweeto. So today this coworker who never does it was putting her totes on the pallet. And I was working nearby. I moved my cart in the way that would slow her down. I think that's a sweeto. That is a sweeto, I guess. Like, you know, causing your coworkers, you know, a harder time. That's getting away with it. That's, you know, of course. That's fun. That's like The Office type fun. You know, have you ever watched The Office, Breakman?
What's The Office? I'm kidding.
You know, Office, yeah. Yeah, it's great. But yeah, it's fun. I like Dwight and what's-his-face going at it all the time, man. It's so fun.
Yeah, that was the heart of the show for me.
As she starts to...
They had one of the best visual pranks I've ever seen on that show.
Which one?
The Christmas episode.
I like the quad desks, even though it was only three. That was fun. Yeah. As she starts to leave, I asked her, aren't you going to wrap the pallet? It is full. That's funny as fuck, dude. Actually, did she wrap it? I'm curious. Did she wrap that pallet, man? That would be
fun.
The
next day, our coworkers found her barely breathing, wrapped in the plastic.
Wrapped in the plastic that she somehow did herself. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, there you go. All right. What else you got, Break? Anything else?
Sweeto? That's it.
All right. She ended up wrapping the pallet, and the noise the plastic made while she wrapped it sounded angrier than I have ever heard the plastic. Oh, she is one of those, man, where she did it all pissed off.
Hate wrapped it.
I love that, man. That actually is really cool. That's a good one. All right, Eric.
I'll show him how to goddamn do this.
I know. You could just hear it like, you know, it's like all fast and like you know. Eric, you have any sweetos this week?
No.
All right.
I do have a stinko that I just reminded. And I was wondering whether our break would show up, so I was forgot to mention it because I wasn't gonna save it for next week. But there's some drama going on in the DBZ community. It's like, of course, that's nothing new. But the real problem is the merger between Funimation and Crunchyroll and the rebranding of Funimation to Crunchyroll and all the problems that are going on with the transition. I'm not exactly sure will get fixed at any point because Crunchyroll already had a problem of its own before the merger. But like the handling of Dragon Ball in particular, it has me concerned about how they'll handle other stuff being put on the platform.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Because the masters that they're using are the garbage masters from the Orange Bricks. I mean, there's still some stuff from the Blu-rays and the Dragon Boxes, but not everything from the Dragon Boxes on there. So it's like hodgepodge.
That sucks, man.
And then there's the issues with Crunchyroll itself, because like Crunchyroll underpays its translators, and then that's not too dissimilar than what goes on with Funimation.
Yeah, so, like, well, I mean,
and then there's like the 20% of shows that apparently won't show up on Crunchyroll, or at least not right away. Yeah. But like, which is weird because they said by the 31st they have 80%, but I'm not sure that's actually going to happen.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
And then there's the monopoly on top of that. So
yeah, well. Freak 5 says, I love pissing people off in ways that make them an asshole if they bitch about it. Yeah, see, that's how you have to do it, though, Freak 5. If you're like any type of manager, that always works to your advantage. Trying to, in a way, to make it seem like you're really trying to help that person, but they're being really difficult and like type of things. But I know exactly what you're talking about. He says his sister is always bitching about this lazy coworker. She loved it when she heard about me doing that. Yeah, exactly. But that's always fun when you can get to people like that and they can't really bitch about it, because if they do, they look even worse. Like, what is she going to do? Say, oh, that son of a bitch made me fucking wrap the things. And then the manager would be like, well, aren't you supposed to wrap them when they're full? I mean, that's kind of your job, you know? I mean,
Motherfucker made me do my own damn job. Unbelievable.
I know.
Here's what kind of bothers me about the whole Funimation thing. It's like, why are they rebranding as Crunchyroll? And they already have had their own brand for years.
Yeah, but maybe Crunchyroll has gained even more popularity and they thought that was the best way to go, Eric. I mean, I don't know.
I guarantee it was probably some sort of like focus research that they did.
Because Funimation is the one that bought Crunchyroll in the first place.
A focus group. God, those are the worst.
So when he bought Funimation, Funimation and Aniplex merge, Funimation buys Crunchyroll.
You know,
you think it'd be the other way around. They rebrand Crunchyroll to Funimation.
Yeah, maybe.
And throw all of their stuff on the Funimation app.
I think Crunchyroll is synonymous with like streaming online, and they figured, well, the trend is that way, so let's go this way. I mean, it makes sense in a way, Eric.
So I'm wondering if the Funimation logo will even show up on future releases.
I don't know.
And I'm worried about like whether or not Crunchyroll's actually going to put effort into putting home video release footage on their site.
Yeah.
Because they currently have, like, the TV broadcast versions, which are usually censored.
Yeah. All right.
But, and going back to Dragon Ball, it's like, they put Dragon Ball Z up there, but it's only the dub and not the subtitled Japanese audio versions. And the dub uses the dub BGM, so if you wanted to listen to the Japanese BGM, you gotta look there. Because Crunchyroll splits its content between not audio selection, but different footage altogether.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
It's like Funimation just lets you switch language track at any time. You can't do that with Crunchyroll. You have to select it beforehand. And the menu GUI is ugly as shit. And sometimes things are labeled as seasons when they're just different audio selections.
Hmm. Maybe they'll get it together. Wow. Maybe they'll get it together, Eric. I mean, you know, just give it some time. And
because if Funimation wants to get rid of the Funimation app, they need to work together to make a new GUI and new API for their entire feed, because it's a mess.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I mean, I use Crunch. I think it's Crunchyroll that I use, but I don't pay the monthly fee. But I can still see almost the entire catalog with commercials. So I mean, it you know, yeah, I agree. I mean, better.
The only thing you're getting is that you might not have the best video quality, and you have to sit through ads. And if you're watching something new, you have to wait for like several weeks for it to be put up for you to watch it.
Yeah, not a big deal for me because I don't watch a ton of anime. I watch the entire like Attack on Titan stuff.
So I'm gonna continue using the Funimation app and paying for it until they get their shit together.
Yeah. All right. My Sweeto is I think we did your Sweeto already, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I'm done.
The new Ghost album. Holy fuck, is it good, man! I mean, there's, you know, it's been a long time since I've listened to an album front to back, pretty much. I mean, and every song is really good, and this is one of those times, man. I mean, it's a good album, and they just get better and better, man. That guy's really good. Ghost's new album is fantastic. It might be their best album to date, and it's not often that you can get an album listened to front and back, and everything is just really, really good. So, I mean, I think the last time that happened to me was like Stained's fifth album, Stained 5. I can listen to that album front to back. But before that, I think it was like the Black album from Metallica or one of those. You know, it just it doesn't happen very often that you get an album that you can listen to front to back, and it's just really good. So check it out. It's really, really, really good. All right. You guys know what time it is. Do you guys know what time it is? Do you, Breakman? Do you know what time it is?
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you know what time it is? I'll tell you what time it is.
I do.
What? No! It's not Harmy time. It is...
It's time to die.
Time to die, guys. Which game or movie franchise or singular title should never be seen again? We'll go with you, Eric. Let's start with you this time. Which
you said movie or game, right?
Yep, movie or game franchise or single title.
Home Alone needs to die. I don't know why they tried to resurrect it.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a great one. What about you, Brake? You got a good one?
I'm really thinking about it.
You're thinking about it?
Yeah,
all right, I'll go. I think, shit, man, this is gonna be maybe a little controversial, but I kind of think Final Fantasy needs to die. I mean, it is Final Fantasy after all, you know. I mean,
Frank, you son of a bitch.
I took the easy one, man. I knew, but no. In all seriousness, I think,
I think their attitude towards the franchise needs to die at least.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think, honestly,
they need a new approach.
I'm not going to put Final Fantasy in that mix, although I did feel that way after Final Fantasy 13. I thought 13 was shit. I know that's kind of controversial on this show, but honestly, I really do. After this next Halloween movie comes out, I think that franchise needs to go away.
You mentioned that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I didn't go into it, but I think after, I didn't make it my official choice, but this week it's official. I think Halloween after this last one, I don't even know if they're going to stick this one. From
Halloween farts, that's what she called.
Halloween farts, yeah, exactly. My son is excited to split the cost. How dare you, Freak Five? You son of a bitch. You should, yeah, can somebody send CPS over to, Freak Five's house. I think there's a little bit of abuse going on there, and I don't know if it's. I'm pretty sure it's the dad abusing his son with the using your allowance to pay for half of Elden Ring sort of abuse. But yeah, I think Halloween. It's time for Halloween to be done just altogether. I don't. I you know, there's certain, you know, Like, the Batman has been redone over and over and over. And you know, actually, this one was a good kind of reboot, in a way, of that whole thing. But I don't know how it got away with it, but it did. But I don't see any path for Halloween to go forward after this next one. So, Breakman, back to you. What do you think?
The arcade one-up machines.
Oh yeah. Wow, that's a good one.
They're a scam, and especially since they keep increasing in price.
Yeah. If they were like $200 a machine, this would not be an issue for me. I'd be like,
quality on them is complete garbage, apparently. Yeah. And the emulation even is not so great.
Freak 5 is in the Hall of Shame, man. How dare you?
It's like for the four-player Simpsons arcade machine, it's like, what, $600 or something?
Like, yeah.
Ugh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they just
keep it. The cabinet's probably not large enough to support that, really.
Yeah. Right.
Freak says the Confederate flag needs to die. I agree, man. That should have died, like, after Civil War.
It's not a game, though.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I don't remember that game.
Well, I'm sure there are plenty of games on that, but yeah.
Close to I remember is like North versus South, but they didn't really like show like the Confederate flag or anything like that. It was just red versus blue, essentially.
I mean, I could have said something along those lines, pretty obvious. Like,
I think they remade North versus South or something, because like there's a subtitle after it. It's like, is this a remake or is this like a new entry?
That's interesting.
I could have made it real easy and said something like Postal. Or Hatred, you know, those type of games. But, yeah, the Halloween gets the treatment this week, so that way nobody can say I'm super biased or anything. But, yeah, so what did you say? Break the one-up machines, huh?
Yeah, the arcade one-ups. Yeah. They're overpriced, not as good quality as it, you know, as they kind of advertise, and they're small. Like the four-player Simpsons thing, like just as small as these machines are, how are four people going to be able to crowd around that machine?
It's not conducive to that. Yeah, I agree.
And well, charging like $600 for essentially two games.
Yeah.
But what else it come with? It's just a Simpsons game, I thought.
There's a Simpsons bowling game, too.
Oh, there's a bowling game. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think I've ever played the bowling game, but it's still, like, those two games are not worth $600.
No, fuck, get a Steam Deck for that much. Jeez, man. Or
get put Simpsons on there.
Get an Xbox. Right. Get an Xbox or something. Yeah.
I mean, the game itself, the Simpsons will probably take you, like, what, 20 minutes to beat? You know,
it's about an hour long, right? I mean, if you
I don't think it's an hour long, no.
Isn't it about an hour long if you play it right?
At top, it's like 30.
Yeah.
30 minutes? Really? Damn.
Yeah, it's a short game. Like, most of those beat 'em ups really are short games.
Ooh, Freak 5 says the Madden games. I didn't even think about that. You're right, man. I agree.
Die? I like Madden. God,
Madden sucks, man. So bad. The 2K,
those were good.
The wrestling game needs to die. It's bad. It's really bad, man.
Oh, 2K, I thought you were talking about like the 2K and ESPN.
Oh, no.
Like, those were awesome.
The 2K those games were great. Like, the 2K basketball games were fucking phenomenal, man. But then they get into this licensing thing where they give EA, like, the sole license, and Madden the sole. Yep. I mean, that's what sucks, man. No competition, you know, whatever.
The thing is, the sports games will never die because there's a contingent of people that will buy them every year because those are the only types of video games those people play.
Frank has a great point, right? Yeah. That's the thing that needs to die in this is the licensing. Yep. That's what needs to die.
Licensing. Yep.
We can only get Madden football because EA has an agreement with
them. Yeah, when it was 2K versus EA, I mean, you would get good games like every year. You know, you would see features on 2K basketball, and then
won't do that now with 2K games. Doing shitty renditions every year.
They do. Like the wrestling game used to be awesome, and now it just fucking sucks. It just there's no competition. I mean, when you get no competition, I mean that's what you're left with. And you're right. Yep. There's just a bunch of meathead that buys those games. It's like the Call of Duty games. Why would they try to improve those games when they don't have to? You know, it's just like the people will buy the same regurgitated shit every fucking year. You know, it's like whatever. I don't know. It just to me, it just it that you're right. Freak 5 is absolutely right. The Madden games just need to go away, or at least the licensing, for sure. But
so we could get
NFL exclusive 2023. Yeah.
So here's a question for you guys. Kind of contrary to that, what should be resurrected, or what should we bring back?
Doraemon.
Doraemon, you say?
Doraemon.
Yeah. What about you, Break?
Archon.
Archon. Oh, okay. I think
you remember Archon?
Yeah. I think we should bring back Silent Hill. I think it's time for a new Silent Hill game.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Konami let the website expire.
Yep. And somebody snatched it up.
Made it a big troll site now.
Yep.
Wow.
But you know what? They're going to make a lot of money because somebody's going to want to buy that website at some point, most likely Konami, but whatever.
Probably only bought the site for like a dollar or whatever.
Yeah. Right. It's like the people that were really trying to get the Disney.com when that was coming up for renewal. They almost lost their renewal. They almost did, but whatever. Freak 5 says Leisure Suit Larry.
I think he should stay dead.
I was gonna say it's not dead though, is it? Like I see. Like...
Well, they tried to make a new game, but I don't think it had any success.
Here's another one. I know they're
It's basically dead again.
I know they're redoing Dead Space, like remaking the first one. But yeah, who would like to see a proper sequel to Dead Space? I would. I'm raising my hand right now.
How about we pretend 3 didn't happen? Yep. And just make another 3.
Yeah, I agree.
Just give it a subtitle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should go straight from 2 into another one, and yeah, I agree. I mean, I think...
Well, if they're remaking the first one, I have one thing that I would beg of them. Please make some more interesting bosses. Like, the bosses were essentially all tentacle monsters.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're not going to do anything spectacular on that front.
I know. But if you're going to remake it, like, do something different. Like, the bosses were repetitive. Like, that was
what I heard they're doing with
been delayed until like next year, so maybe they are completely rewriting aspects of the scenario.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think Dead Space would be one to bring back for sure, but what do I know? Whatever. All right, let's
like Archon, like that'd be great for the online. Now, you know, back in the day, we, like on the NES and the PC, we really didn't have on PC there's obviously online, but you know what I mean. Like, we don't have the access like we do now, and a game like that would be perfect for...
You know what game I think they should redo? And maybe, like, I know they tried it and it failed miserably, but Pitfall. Pitfall could be a badass game if they came up with a little more of a story for it. And, did it like a Tomb Raider style type game. I think that would be fucking cool. Jumping off, like jumping over alligators and just, they could make that really fun, man. I don't know.
Like every time they've done Pitfall, it's been bad.
I know.
Like they have done it multiple times and every single time it's been bad.
But why don't you try take on it though?
Look who's behind it, Activision.
Yeah.
Well, but have they always been behind it? Like there have been like NES, there have been...
The Super NES version was also published by Activision. They have the rights.
Yeah, yeah. I just think like if they tried...
I mean, the developers has always changed hands, but...
I just wish that they would try like a serious take on it and not like, like a goofy, like cartoony... Like get into it. Like get some of the lore going and make it like a Tomb Raider style. I think people would go for that. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Don't call him Pitfall Harry. Like, give him a real name,
Pitfall, they could call him Pitfall Harry. Like, they could call him Pitfall, like they did Indiana Jones. Like, that's like
that could be a nickname they get after, like, certain...
Yeah, like maybe, like you get this, like, Kid Harry, right? And he's like a goofy teenager, and by the end of it, he's such a badass because he, like, conquered a pitfall or something, and they call him Pitfall Harry from that point on. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. That'd be a cool one to kind of do, like, Pitfall Harold Breakman. It's so stupid. All right, let's move on to our free-for-all, guys. It's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Okay, I know it's not quite spring yet, guys, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about, like, our spring game preview, like, what we're looking forward to playing the most. And it doesn't necessarily need to include, like, something that is coming out. But if it does, that's great. But, like, if there's something that, like, you're like, God damn it, I have a backlog of games. I need to play this particular game next, like type thing. But if there's something that's coming up that you think about often, then feel free to say it. Eric, what do you got? What are you looking forward to playing the most?
If it's about games that I have yet to play, I'd still really want to dive into Tokyo Mirage Sessions for the Switch or Bravely Default 2. And then I still have yet to play Triangle Strategy. But, like, as far as games that are yet to come out, I still really want to play Salt and Sanctuary, and whenever Silk Song comes out, I want to play that.
Yeah.
And then there's the games that are coming out in the fall, like Xenoblade 3 and whenever it gets delayed or infinitely or indefinitely delayed, I'd like to play that Advance Wars game, and then the Trails from Zero.
Hmm. Okay. What about you, Breakman? Anything you're looking forward to playing?
As far as, like, games that aren't out yet, like the Ninja Turtles bundle, I really want to get that.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I was excited. I saw that. Like, yay! I'll be able to play it online. Yay! Happy days. As far as everything else, it'd be stuff that I already own, because I've got so many games that I don't or just haven't had time to play yet.
Yeah.
Especially on the Switch. Like, I just, and I haven't even got to the DLC of Breath of the Wild yet.
Yeah. I know, man. I think you should just, like, fucking, I mean, you're close to fucking beating that game, man. Just fucking,
I mean, I could if I really, really wanted to, but I feel like there's other things, like, I could do that I want to do yet.
You know, I felt that way, like, with Phoenix Rising, Breakman, but I got to a point where, you know, it was like the game was telling me, if you go further, then you know, this is it. You know, if you want to do anything else, you know, and I was like, God damn it, I really want to pass this game so I can review it. Do I beat it or do I fucking, you know, because this is the point of no return here. I know I have lots of shit to do.
The funny thing about, like, Karai's old comic book design is that she's extremely jacked.
Oh.
Like, yeah, that's different.
Yeah. She's
basically just Shredder, but girl.
As far as games,
girl Shredder.
girl Shredder. As far as games that I want to play,
which makes sense. I mean, like, she's canonically his daughter in the original storyline, right? Like, biologically,
right?
All right. You done, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay. as far as games that I am looking forward to play, I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I'm actually excited now to play Cyberpunk. I have it, PS4 version, but it's a free upgrade to the PS5. And I heard that a lot of the bugs are kind of taken out. So it's following the steps of The Witcher, where, you know, when it first came out, it was buggy and, you know, had all kinds of glitchiness and, you know, frame rate issues and stuff like that. But it sounds like they're getting their act together with it. So that's something that I'm looking forward to. Guardians of the Galaxy, I mean, I have it, but I have not been able to get to it. But the game that I'm actually looking forward to play in the immediate future is Shibuya Scramble. Eric and I talked before we got on air, but
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I bought the Xbox version of Guardians of the Galaxy, but now it's on Game Pass. So it's like, what should I do with this now?
Sell it.
Should I buy the PS5 version instead?
I wouldn't buy it. I mean, if you have it on, I mean, it's going to be the same experience either way.
I know, but, Eric, like, trophies and stuff.
Oh, I mean, if you're a trophy hunter, I guess. I mean, you know, but fuck, man, I would sell it. I mean, get whatever you can for it. Put that towards something else. I mean, you know.
Should I sell it as new, unopened?
If you unopened it, yeah.
Before you do that, though, remember Game Pass, like, they keep games on there for a limited amount of time.
I know, so, but, like,
yeah, but
it really depends on how quickly I can actually get to it.
You'll get...
Right.
You'll, yeah, right. It depends on how quickly you're going to get to it, Eric, and it also depends on how quickly you beat it. I mean, it's not the longest game in the world, from what I heard, so...
I mean, a weekender, I think.
Yeah, it'd probably be a weekend game. I mean, I'll let you know when I play it, but it's going to be a while.
Probably going to take a little bit longer to platinum it, though. But I heard it's not that hard to platinum it.
Yeah, something else that I want to play is Shin Megami Tensei 5 on the Switch, which Eric got me.
To finish mine.
I know another game I want to play. I own it about a long time ago, but I really want to play Mario Odyssey. I'm going to play it sometime this year.
Cool.
Old game everybody else has already played. I'm going to get to it eventually.
Well, I didn't beat it, so yeah, man. I mean, that's, you know, something to look forward to for sure. But the game, like, nothing upcoming so much that I'm looking forward to. I mean, I guess movies would be Halloween Kills, but the game that I really is Elden Ring. I want to play Elden Ring. It is... I've been looking at people play it, and I know it's spectacular. I know it's great, and I know I'm not like Freak 5, and I'm going to share the cost with my son. But I really want Elden Ring. I think it's a game that you should pay full price for. There are very few times that I think that. Like, the only game that I ever really want to pay full price for in the future is, like, anything Dragon Quest related, like a Dragon Quest proper game. But honestly, Elden Ring looks like the real deal to me. So that's a game that I really...
isn't a game, but it's something I'm looking forward to in the spring, is seeing Everything Everywhere All at Once next week.
Oh, yeah, there you go. How dare you, Breakman? I see your comments. How dare you? No, I do watch playthroughs of Elden Ring, and I'm like, you know, how dare you, Freak Fight? He says, in 8 minutes, I will be playing Elden Ring. How dare you? Good luck with the first boss, you son of a bitch. First boss is like right away. It's like Demon Souls, and it'll kick your ass like one hit, one or two hits, you'll be dead. But yeah, I Elden Great. Ring.
He sounds fun.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, it's part of the plot. Like, you're supposed to die. I
get it. It's supposed to be a hard game, too. Yeah. I don't have a problem with hard games.
And you can.
It's actually one of the easier Souls games.
You actually can.
Any response.
You can beat that boss, the first boss. I did see somebody beat it.
You can go back and fight it later.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to try to beat it.
And the thing is, that's probably going to happen because... after a certain amount of damage you take, the game just cutscenes you to going to the tutorial area.
No, what happens if you beat that boss, like, you'll be walking, you think everything's cool, right? And you'll like go up to the edge of the cliff, and then the whole edge of the cliff crumbles, and then you die.
Yeah, it forces you to die.
Yeah, it forces you to die. Yeah, exactly. But you still get a cool shield and a cool sword. For beating that,
probably won't be able to equip yet because you don't have the stat requirements.
You can equip the sword. You can't equip the shield just yet.
Yeah,
or you can, you can equip it, but it's like cumbersome.
You're too slow.
Yeah, exactly. I might be nice and let my son play first. How dare you, Free
but
Five?
You're trying to teach him the value of money. He's only paying
also,
half
I think
of
you
it.
Get like 1,500 souls, which you can't use until.
Don't
you get
encourage it, this behavior, Breakman.
So you get the first gate grace where the NPC that shows it that lets you level up. So you have to be careful about what you fight or just not fight anything.
Dare you, Breakman. Degenerate over there, Freak 5 KS. Poor son.
I mean, he's just being a good parent, and, you know, good I'm trying parent. To, yeah, I mean, not as somebody who's not a parent, you know, I'm just trying to give some helpful advice
dare
here.
You.
You know, as the only one who's a registered advice giver. It was I went to the office.
So, you know, this
giving.
Is fucked up on Freak 5's part here. He gets to get the game for basically half price because he's making his son pay for half. And he
no,
gets to play the game.
No, he did not make his son do anything.
How dare you?
That is a damn lie.
It's coerced. It's coerced. What do you call that? Coerced agreement. It's a coerced agreement there, Breakman. Wouldn't stand up in a court of law. Plus, his son is underage. I think that contract is null and void.
Though, so it doesn't count.
I sleep in on Saturdays, so he will have to have it to himself for hours somewhere. How dare you, freak virus?
I sleep in on Saturdays. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. You sleep in on Saturdays, Breakman?
I am going to now.
The question is, you actually get to sleep?
I know.
My body just rests for 4 hours, and then I get up.
I actually sleep for 8 hours sometimes, if I get a chance to, but my sister's in town, so of course I can't sleep.
I thought you were going to say because you have to get up for a couple hours to pee.
Oh, how dare you. I'm not that old yet, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Motherfucker. It sounds like you're coming from experience there, Breakman. Are you waking up? Are you having prostate problems, Breakman? Like, what's going on there?
You know? Oh, no, I massage them all the time.
You massage your prostate all the time? So you stick your finger up your own ass and massage your prostate.
Means you wax off a lot.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you got to, I mean, to actually it's massage just, your prostate, I mean, you got to get up in there.
Yeah, get up in there.
Stimulate it from the outside. Yeah. It's not nearly
as effective. Break, man. Oh, man, on that note, I think we're done, man. I think that's it for this show. Get up in there is the name of this one, man.
Okay, I have to upload the episode this week.
How dare you, Freak Fight?
I have to remember that.
Get up in there is the name of this one, man. How dare you, Freak Fight, you son of a bitch. I wear Depends.
Get up.
So I don't have to wake up to pee. How dare you, you son of a bitch. You guys are mean, man. If I had a thin skin, man, like that would be very hurtful.
That joke was about me. I don't understand why
you're... That joke's not about you, you son of a bitch.
I didn't see
the... You didn't see the comments, you son of a bitch.
I didn't see that, my bad.
Go stick up your finger up your ass, break, man. Like
the... I heard you say something about the pins. I didn't know you were reading. My bad.
I was reading Freak Vibe comment on myself, you son of a bitch. Oh, man. Get up in there, man. Get up in there, Breakman. Maybe Harmy can use a little bit of action. Oh, man.
Well, the harmonica does have to be looped occasionally.
Harmy's got pee.
Oh, man. I didn't admit shit, Freak Five, you son of a bitch. Oh, man. That's funny. All right, I think that's going to do it for this edition. Hey, let's do our plugs. Breakman, you're up first.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and that's it.
And that's it. That's it. Oh, man, that's funny. Get up and prank step. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
BostonPathForK.com. I write reviews there. Or you can listen to me do audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me by sending as little as a dollar, it would help out. And that's for my Patreon, and the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yeah, and don't be like Freak Five and project about your depends in chat. Oh, man, how funny. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on the PlayStation. Every once in a while I'll pop in on the Xbox or the old Nintendo Switch. I'm thinking of getting the new Xbox though, the Xbox X. I'm gonna have to think about that. Can you buy them readily now, or are they still in short supply?
No, you gotta order online.
Oh, so it's still one of those things. Man, I thought by now they would have that under control, man.
Like, well, yeah, but we're still dealing with, like, shipping issues, and then Rush just started their bullshit, which fucked everything else up, too. Like, there's just, there's so much going on with COVID and now war, and we're already having shipping issues to begin with. Like, it's just, things are, you know, falling apart.
I don't want to answer that question, Freak Five. I don't like where that's going, you son of a bitch.
What I would like to know is why you can't just get it on back order and just They'll ship it to you once they can.
That's a good question. Maybe there's too much back order for that. Like, it would be like a logistical nightmare to figure all that out. I don't know, man. Maybe it's a databasing things. How many million years? How dare
you? You can pay for the all access version. Those are usually available. Those cost more.
Yeah.
And it's like a pay to earn. It's like a rental that you pay to own.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank everybody in chat. Freak5 Chaos. Of course, our good friend Dungeon Slagar was in there. Mogul Mail, Shy Puff. I forget if anybody else was in there. I think I mentioned you, Freak5. let's see.
I mean, it's so bad that like I barely even know why you're 64 or cheap ass gamer doing the you can get in queue for a console here anymore.
I want to thank
more for the PS5 and not the Xbox.
Yeah. Thanks to all the people that are watching on archives on Twitch and YouTube. If you want to join us live, we're every Friday 7 Eastern time, twitch.tv/rpgrinders. Just search RP Grinders on YouTube. Although, it's all on Twitch. I mean, I never have hardly anybody ever enter the YouTube chats, and I always direct them to the Twitch chat. By the way, by next week's time, we will have reached 10,000 downloads on Twitch. So big thanks to everybody on Twitch that have downloaded our show. That's huge, man. I mean,
Mean we're at like 9,999?
No, we're 9,914, I believe.
We're gonna hit and then break the damage limit cap there.
Exactly, man. We're gonna
break the limit cap. The limit cap.
Right on. Yeah. So thanks to everybody that's been listening, downloading the show on Twitch. We really do appreciate that big time. I mean, it's been a big, big boon for the show. So thank you guys so much. And gals. PlayStation Lies, it has been more than 8 minutes, but it says 4 more minutes. Yeah, I never listen to those things, man. It's like the Windows thing when you're waiting for something to download. It says 10 minutes, and then like you come back 10 minutes later, and it's still like 6 minutes more. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, all right.
It's an estimate.
Yeah, I know, but their estimates are way wrong. You would think computers would know, you know, like.
And they
like,
keep changing it, too. That's the infuriating part.
Stupid. I know, it like changes. It's like a minute, 2 minutes, 1 minute, two but minutes.
Your best bet is to probably get it from Target, because they seem to get more for some reason.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm seriously considering getting the new Xbox. Maybe I'll play it a little more than this previous Xbox. I don't know. Is it easy to transfer all your stuff over?
Saves are on cloud, so it's not really a problem. It's re-downloading all the games you have, which is thankfully in your menu. So just it's a matter of
that's
just
cool.
Waiting.
That makes it nice. It's sort of like the PlayStation, sort of. Okay, I think that's about it. You guys
they're all alphabetized, unlike PlayStation.
That is true.
You have to do them manually, and PlayStation doesn't do it automatically, which is weird.
Yeah.
But based on what the most recent thing you downloaded
was.
Yeah,
the most recent, yeah. All right, I think that's about it. You guys have anything else?
Food badly?
It's time to eat. Yeah.
I got lucky. I ate before the show. So
I haven't had even breakfast today.
Oh, shit.
I haven't eaten since like 3.
You're on fumes, man.
I've been busy all week, and today has been no different.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, I want to thank everybody for joining. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody.
I mean, I need a granola bar. It's not starvation. It's a little better than if I was on like
this. Yeah, don't starve, man. No, we don't want you to starve and die.
Hello? Hello?
How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
I forgot my alarm.
Son of a bitch.
Since I'm going to die a lot, I am named my character. Right.
How dare you? Laughing, you son of a bitch. Hate all of you. Be a security guard. Walking off this show.